This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAprepares.com, hour number two. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I believe our long-time USA Prepares instructor, Bert Bertonis, is with us, who's going to be talking about crypto. He's an engineer, a business owner. Bert, are you with us?
I am. How you doing, Rich?
I am doing good, Bert. Hey, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Long Island, suburban New York, but I've been out here on the West Coast, Silicon Valley, for more than half my life. So I guess you could say I'm almost a native Californian.
Yeah. Well, I've heard you before in your accent. You know, a fellow New Yorker can pick that out real easy. I was born in Queens, and I used to talk really funny, hang out by the bars, drink water, you know, down and beer
the bars,
by the bars, you know, and I had cousins back in the day all over Long Island, Center Reach, Massapequa, Roslyn. So I've been all over that country, and It was different back in the day, that's for sure. So, Bert, You wanted to talk about crypto today. So what do you have for us? Because it's very obvious that the powers that be, with all the corruption and manipulation, they, never going to jail, never be, even though they're being caught, there's a mad desire, if you will, from the people, not just in America, but the world, to decentralize. Because we've seen silver and gold and, with naked shorts and paper contracts being manipulated, we've seen the LIBOR markets, the Forex markets, treasuries, the VIX, everybody, you know, all these big banks being caught rigging the markets, and nothing happens to anybody. So, you know, people want answers. They want alternatives. And what do you have for us regarding crypto?
Well, I'm going to give you a view from someone who has not invested in crypto, for whatever reason. I haven't delved in it, but I've studied it. I'm fascinated by it. First, I thought I'd just do a quick review of, you know, where did the dollar come from and what's our paper currency and how does that get printed? So let me just, if it's okay with you, just start with that because, you know, we might see some parallels in the sense that, you know, we just have pieces of paper and people are saying, well, crypto is just bits or there's nothing there, and that's true. So the dollar, really, there's nothing there. So how did the dollar come about? So in a non-banana republic, we can't just literally print money, although we do print it in the printing press. So let me just talk about the difference between a banana republic. They literally go to the printing press, print bills, give them to whoever's in charge, and they hand them out and buy things. And obviously the problem with that is it causes massive inflation. So what the Federal Reserve does, and most countries with a more stable currency, is the Federal Reserve prints those bills, but they loan them out and keep track of them. So they loan them through the central bank to Federal Reserve member banks who then loan them out to you or me or companies. So technically all bills out there were created through a loan, which is kind of weird when you think about it, because if those loans get called back or people panic and start not borrowing more money, you could dry up currency. And that's actually what happened in 2008. We literally had a shortage of currency during the financial crisis of 2008. But other than that, all the money we have, it's actually created by the Federal Reserve loaning it out, and you know, right now at very low interest rates, and then they have to keep loaning more and more money out, or else you get what happened in 2008, basically. And that's what they're doing right now, loaning out a lot of money. And then what the Treasury does, so the other part of the federal government, the Treasury, they actually go out into the market and borrow the money that they've been massively spending. You know, T-bills, T-bonds, they literally borrow it back. It sounds kind of odd, I know, because it's kind of like a circle, but they borrow it and then spend it on the federal budget. And that's going on now bigger than it's ever happened. It's just massive federal spending right now. So that's kind of where, that's the backdrop of where crypto comes in now, something completely new.
Okay, can I dive in with a question real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just look at the derivative market. You know, I understand the so-called premise and what they say about how the money being printed comes through loans, and I've read that many times, but there's a lot of things like the derivative market where they bundle things behind the scenes and they sell them and they resell them. I think the most common terminology, even though there's dozens of names, is credit default swaps. And basically, it's a contract between two parties that make up a determined value of a certain asset. It could be bonds, commodities, equities, real estate, currencies. It's a side bet. It's a casino. It's a selling insurance protection hundreds of times. And I think the derivative market overall, no one even knows because it's so corrupt, is probably around that $2 quadrillion. I laugh when I say that because I didn't even know that was a number. So the derivative market's in the quadrillions, which is probably, I don't know, what, 30, 40 times global GDP. It's just ridiculous. So I think there's so little trust. We're at the bottom worldwide, not just America-wide, for trust in all fiat systems. Anything that's, and I touched on this earlier in the broadcast, about how everything is all by design. And if we have a digital centralized crypto, anything centralized, doesn't matter what country it comes from, it's going to be extremely dangerous to our freedom, our sovereignty, justice, and survival. More dangerous than it's ever been. Basically, they're going to hold wealth in our health for ransom. Like they can say, well, you better take this jab. If you know, want to get a centralized cryptocurrency to buy and sell and do commerce. So can you expand on what I just said there?
Well, first of all, derivatives, yes, there's a huge derivative market, and I would throw options into that. You know, options are also derivative. So that's all creating, in a sense, different types of securities and without the Federal Reserve being involved. As far as should the federal government control a U.S. Crypto or U.S. blockchain, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't have a lot of trust in government. Maybe where I disagree with you is I'm not so sure there's some devious plan where everyone sit around figuring out how to screw everybody. My impression working with the federal government is they're just incompetent idiots that have, ideas that don't really make sense. But I don't think they sit around planning how to get people. I think they're just, worried about keeping their jobs and doing, staying out of trouble and doing stupid things that don't really help build wealth or improve the economy, even though some of them think they're doing that. So I might differ with you a little bit on the motives of the government.
Well, it's really funny that you're talking about that right now, and I will disagree with you a little bit because I gave a whole deal when I went off into one of my tangents regarding an article that I gave earlier talking about climate change, COVID, which is the largest transfer of wealth that's happening. It's financial enslavement. And BlackRock and the UN and Paris Climate Agreement, basically they're using climate change and social credit score as a tyrannical tool for a takeover. And they're using companies like Yodlee to basically sell our data to design a certain social credit score through surveillance, and we're going to be assigned sustainability scores and managed by the IRS. And they're using things like ESG and EDI, which is environmental, social, government, equality, diversity, and inclusion. So I'm not saying that they're sitting around trying to screw us. I'm just saying that there's a few of the wealthiest people in the world that want to combine a one world commerce and control activity. And that's why they're delegitimizing work using Keynesian economics to introduce MMT and UBI and basically centralize as much as they possibly can. It's a consolidation of power, money, and control. I know I said that quickly, but that's what I see happening through my reading and research. Bert?
Well, you know, they do that in China. You get a they actually keep track of you and you have a score. So let's hope that never happens to our country here. It's just, we can talk about China another day, but it's just horrible how society is under the control of the communist government over there. But so as far as, you know, the powers that be meeting and doing these things, certainly climate change is being used to affect a lot of changes in our financial system and business. And Vince and I have talked about climate change in the past. I brought up the fact that we've had climate change forever. In fact, a lot of what happens has to do with cycles of the sun that have nothing to do with anything man has done. Man has done a very tiny warming of the planet over the last 100 years, and that might be coming to an end. Other than that, we've had severe climate change forever. So that's where I stand on that one. Just from a scientific standpoint, you know, I'm coming from, I don't belong to either major political party. I'm not coming from any particular philosophy. I just look at things, you know, kind of as an engineer and a scientist as to what I see going on and calling it as I see it.
No, I agree with you, Bert. It's under the guise of climate change. It has nothing to do with climate change. I totally agree with you. It's about climate has been changing for, you know, millions of years. It's about, you know, things like sunspots, solar activity, that type of stuff is what really, you know, does the big climate change. I mean, we had a land bridge from Asia to North America, and that's how the Asians came over here. And now they're, you know, the DNA shows that that's what the American Indian pretty much is. You know, we had the Middle East that was, you know, many, many years ago, it used to be a tropical paradise. Now it's a sand dune. I mean, things have changed over the years where you can see where the seas were. It had nothing to do with man. I totally agree with you. They use climate change as deception, as to dupe people, to basically eliminate our ability to self-govern so they can cover up elite crimes and create tyranny and totalitarianism. We'll be right back, folks, with Bert Vitonis after this break. We appreciate you being here, and happy TGIF, everybody.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Today's hot.
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm talking to Bert Bertonis right now. And Bert, I totally agree with you. I don't know if I was clear, but you know, all the climate change that's happened over the millions of years is mostly solar activity and polar shifts. Now, there is something right now called geoengineering, which is wealthy man geoengineering, and they have the patents, and you can ask Dane Wigington about that. I believe his website is geoengineeringwatch.org, and Vince has had him on several times. In fact, I interviewed James White yesterday, and he knows Dane Wigington quite well as well. So I think when you look at climate change, it is mostly a hoax, except for the fact that the super wealthy people who have patents on the weather-changing material, like from glyphosate and metals coming out of the, you know, a lot of people use it as a, you know, chemtrails. They use terminology like that. But there's a lot of sophisticated methods that's purposely happening. You know, like Bill Gates wants to put all these chemtrails chemtrails, and I'm using layperson terminology, in the sky to cool the Earth's surface. So it's these morons who are actually being a detriment to climate change. Any comment on that?
Well, my main comment is the law of unintended consequences is like the last thing you want to do is start. And I saw what he wanted to do is to basically fill the atmosphere up with some sort of a chemical dust that would help lower the temperature of the Earth. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know if that can even be achieved to any reasonable amount. But I mean, the problem. I mean, once you know, it's kind of like fooling with Mother Nature. It's a crazy idea. Can I be more clear? It's a crazy idea. But, I guess he has time on his hands and lots of money, so he just sits around thinking of these things.
Yeah, and who knows what kind of malevolent, nefarious results are behind doing things like this. Is it to destroy food? Is it to depopulate the Earth? Is it to make people sick? Reduce longevity? A lot of people think that could be the case. So, Bert, is there anything else that you wanted to say in the crypto arena?
Yeah. So let's we got a little off track there, but I want to talk about blockchain and then cryptocurrency. And so blockchain is what is used for the cryptos, but it's two separate things. So blockchains, they were both invented by the same guy, supposedly, Satoshi Nakamoto, in 2008. But blockchain, think of it as a digital record, but instead of being stored at one central location, it's distributed amongst thousands of or hundreds of thousands of computers. So the advantage of that is it can't be manipulated. It turns out to be very secure because each computer basically validates everything that happened before, and you can't change it. I mean, if one guy tried to change it, it'd be virtually impossible. So it's a very secure way to keep a digital record. And it happens to be used for cryptocurrency, but could also be used for, you know, for farming or keeping track of tracking your manufacturing or tracking things other than finances and currency and dollars. So I think it has a big future for it because it's secure, it's distributed, no one person can control it. So that is then used to create, if you want, a cryptocurrency. So Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency created by the same guy in 2008. And a lot of people don't know this. When Bitcoin came out, it was like 5 or 10 cents was all it was. And the founder thought when it hits a dollar parity, sort of like the euro becoming parity with the dollar, that probably achieves where it would just kind of naturally sit at. Of course, we know that didn't happen. It went to $60,000, and it's in the 30s now. So that's where Bitcoin is currently. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more, Bert. We appreciate you being here, and we'll be right back, folks, after this break.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis of sex. Ooh, Mr. Macho. You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, folks. I'm talking to Bert Bertonis, and he's talking about crypto. And Bert, I'm not taking a side. I'm not even playing devil's advocate that, you know, if crypto is so highly desired, and it's proven to be decentralized. I'm just curious, what explanation would you give for the 50% crash in Bitcoin and basically the crypto market that occurred several weeks ago? Bert?
Well, so certainly it has been crashing. I guess before we talk about the crash, let's talk about why it gained from, you know, 5 or 10 cents to $60,000.
So,
where did that come from? So I guess what I'm trying to lay out here is blockchain makes a lot of sense, and it can be very useful for the future growth of our society, for the economy. It's a good way to decentralize the money supply, maybe eventually, and there's a lot of positives to it. The problem, as I see it, and I am an engineer, but if a bunch of engineers can sit around, dream up a cryptocurrency, get some computers, start creating the blocks and creating that currency, whatever one you want to name, and then just start dishing it out and selling it and promoting it, then that sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. And it doesn't sound like something being responsible. So we have to figure a better way of how we create the cryptocurrencies, and it doesn't make sense for a bunch of engineers sitting around an office to create one and all of a sudden become extremely wealthy because they're promoting something that has no backing. That's the problem I have. And I believe that the concept is good, but the implementation is basically, it goes back to the tulip craze in Holland and Europe in the 1600s. I mean, tulips were being sold for more than the price of a house. One tulip. And part of the problem is we have too much money in the economy right now. So you ask what accounts for the crash from 60,000 to 30,000. I guess I'm more concerned about what caused something to go from 10 cents to $60,000. That doesn't sound like that could ever be used in the economy as something that you could truly go out and you know, buy a dinner or buy food or you know, sell cars or do anything you want when something can change that much. I mean, the dollar and world currencies, if they change 1% in one day, that's considered huge change. And here we have cryptos potentially changing, you know, 10% or more in one day and thousands of percent over years. So I don't think you can use something like that as a replacement for currency. We have to do better and figure out how to get something more stable if we want to replace the dollar with something better.
Okay, and what do you think that would be? Vince and I have had this conversation on the air and privately many times, and I've had this on the air and privately many times with many people. You know, everybody agrees, you know, let's say you inherit $1 million or a gazillion dollars or any cardinal number, doesn't matter what it is. People realize that, you know, you take it, you pay off debts, you buy a home, you buy land, some silver and gold, maybe some crypto. And beyond that, when people want solvency, liquidity, and purchasing power, there's a lot of ambiguity on what to do with the money at that point after you've done those things. What would you suggest, Bert?
Well, I don't know if I have the perfect solution, but it has to be backed by something. Now, obviously, people talk about what backs the dollar. It used to be you could convert it into silver or gold. You can't anymore. But it is still backed by the faith of the government for whatever value you want to give that. Crypto's backed by nothing. So one idea, and I've talked to Vince about that because I know Vince is a big proponent of gold and silver, is what about a blockchain that's literally backed by gold? Potentially that's something that could become more stable. You know, gold, although I'm not necessarily a believer in putting all your money in gold, gold has proven over the long term, the very long term, that it withstands inflation and maintains its value, and that's true over any long period for gold. So one idea, just throwing it out, backed by precious metal. And then you'd have something potentially more stable that could still go up in value versus a dollar, but that would reflect basically inflation, because the dollar is going down because of inflation, and we all know that that's heated up in the last year. Obviously, if you've gone out to buy food or gasoline or whatever, and that's simply because we're putting too much money into the economy right now, more dollars than we really need, and the effect is inflation. So, something has to back the crypto so it doesn't have wild swings that basically are just because of somebody, tweeting some message about whether or not they'll accept Bitcoin, then it moves 10% in one day. That can't be used as something you're going to go to the restaurant and buy dinner with.
Oh, I agree. In fact, I talked about ideas and solutions in hour one before you came on board. I talked about creating a bullion depository in physical form where state treasury budgets could also be included in gold and silver deposits, where anybody can go and deposit silver and gold. Then you can go digital or go blockchain, like you're talking about. We can have it nationwide, even if it starts in one state, where if you say you don't get taxed on it, I'm sure it would become very popular. I mean, it's in our Constitution. It's money and currency. If we backed by gold and silver, we could decentralize, be done with the corrupt status quo, and each state could individually do this one at a time. And, I've been talking about this for quite a long time on and off, and I think it's a really good idea, Bert. Any comments?
Yeah, I didn't hear your earlier show, but it sounds like we're thinking along the same veins there, because vein of gold, right? So because I think there's a lot of future in blockchain, and I'd love to see something decentralized so the government can't just recklessly keep pumping money into the economy, and they can keep trying, but if distributed currencies take over, then it'll have less and less of an effect, and we might have a hit in the short run to adjust to it, but I think ultimately it could become a much more stable system of commerce and finance. So the problem I have is, as it is right now, Bitcoin really can't be used to do anything, because by the time you got your dinner bill, it might have gone up 10%. And it just doesn't make any sense. You need something that can be more stable, and like you said, maybe that solution is tying it to precious metal.
I think that's a really good idea. I mean, since 1913, in the last year, I mean, that's well over 100 years, in the last year we've printed 35% of U.S. dollars. So we all know that things are getting a little out of hand with certain things, and especially food and energy. It's pretty obvious that the powers that be want to destroy the economy to bring in a digital, centralized cryptocurrency. See, when you use the word centralized, then you eliminate all accountability, because they can make up numbers, they could press buttons on a computer, or add all the digits, zeros, and commas they want, especially for their buddies. And under the guise of climate emergency, like I mentioned earlier, they can create all these ESG, EDI, social credit scores through surveillance, and all these other assigned sustainability scores, and basically eliminate supply and demand, eliminate hard work, effort per results qualifications, eliminate quality, eliminate earning a job, eliminate good products, safe products, proven results, qualifications, and that's a very dangerous thing to be in. And that's why, we do these programs. That's why hopefully some people in the States will get these ideas and solutions and say, hey, let's try it. I mean, what do we have to lose, right?
Maybe state leaders or governors in some states can get together and create something. I mean, originally when we had the founding of the country, we did have currencies from individual states. A lot of people don't know that, and I don't know how well it worked, but there was currency from, you know, New York, New Jersey, whatever. So, you know, that's a possibility. But I think if you go back to blockchain, the good thing about blockchain is it is spread out. So it is something that any one entity has a hard time controlling. So I don't know how the current research that the Federal Reserve is doing into creating a crypto dollar, how they're dealing with that. But I would like to see a bunch of like-minded companies or individuals or even state leaders get together and create something better than Bitcoin, because it's you know, if you just look at something that a bunch of engineers can create and then just start promoting, then that's more like a Ponzi scheme than a currency. But if you change your attitude and say, we do want something stable, we do want something that can move independently from the government, then, you know, let's back it with precious metal, then I think that makes a lot of sense. But how do we get something like that started and like-minded people and maybe local governments to do it? Well, we'll see.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, common sense and logic does not supersede or trump the powers that be desire to create money out of thin air and create welfare for the rich and create bailouts for the too big to fails and too big to jails. They basically want to keep their status quo and their lifestyle, power, money, and control alive, and they do not want the little people to have that ability, and that's why this hasn't been done. Bert?
Yeah, so let's see. Maybe it starts here. We'll see what happens. I think there's you know, more interest now than ever in cryptocurrencies. What I hate to see, though, is, you know, you mentioned the crash from 60,000 to 30,000. Unfortunately, there really is nothing backing. I mean, I hate to scare people here, but there's nothing backing Bitcoin. So there's no reason that, just like tulips ended badly in Holland and the rest of Europe in the 1600s, there's no reason that Bitcoin can't go back to some very low number. And I just want to throw that out there.
Well, just like the Federal Reserve note, it's a fiat currency backed by nothing, right? We'll be right back, folks, with Bert Bertonis after this last break. We appreciate you being here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, you've been sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, and we're talking to Bert Bertonas. This is the last segment of the broadcast, and we appreciate you being here, listeners. Bert, I got a question for you. The Bank of International Settlements has recently decided to implement the net stable funding requirement. It's always been there, but some people are calling it Basel III, and supposedly it's going to put a kibosh on paper contracts and naked shorts and the over-leveraged, corrupt market, and make gold more of a tier one asset, because we all know the LBMA even lied about, you know, by 3,000 tons of silver that they didn't have. I mean, everything is so fake and phony. And what do you think? Do you think this is a virtual signaling to buy time, or do you think this is going to be legitimate and actually implement gold and silver into, and this is more for gold, less for silver, but silver usually follows. Do you think this could be a situation that could change the monetary system? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good sign. If you want to talk about Basel, you're catching me a little off guard, because we're way over my head in terms of my knowledge and certainly the listeners. But it does sound like a step in the right direction. We're talking about Bitcoin, and I just want to bring up something to show my point. When we started this show, Bitcoin was about $37,000 and change. And as we talk right now, it's $36,000 and change. So in 1 hour, it has just gone down $1,000, from a 37 handle to a 36 handle. So I don't think that's something we're going to be able to go sell our, negotiate our farm produce sales or buy gasoline at the pump with or anything like that. I think the people who are promoting Bitcoin right now are the ones that obviously have it in their account and they want to see it go up because some people are already underwater if you bought it at $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000. So.
Well, yeah, that's why silver and gold has gone down recently, too, because the powers that be, I check the Forex every day, and the dollar has had a little upswing over the past couple of days, and they're doing this purposely. They are making sure that there's no competition to the Federal Reserve note, so they can print and give money to their buddies and payoffs and sponsors and donors and special interests, and that's how the system has worked for so many years, and that's why so many people are getting broke and so much wealth redistribution is going from the bottom 93% of income earners to the top 1% to 2%. And that's why people are looking for Plan Bs. So this is all manipulative and speculative, but the powers that be can still control the direction. I mean, they don't have the naked short paper contract ability with crypto. However, they can have some of their rich buddies go in there and buy it, and all of a sudden they coordinate when they sell. And that brings everything down and changes the psychology of the market. So that being said, Bert, we're down to probably just a short, very short time. I'm going to give you the microphone to finish up whatever points you would like to make, sir.
Well, I guess my point is that I think cryptos have a future, but I don't think where we stand now is probably the right implementation. We need to get some people, maybe it's like-minded people like you and I and other listeners in the class, to figure out how do we form something that can create a more stable distributed currency. And it's probably going to take some time, but what I'm worried about is that a lot of the cryptocurrencies that are created right now, they're nothing but another speculative bubble. And they're going up only because we have the most massive creation of dollars into the economy that's probably in the history of the country in terms of what the Federal Reserve is pumping out right now. And so we see things, speculative bubbles, get created when you do something like that. And so I just want to warn everybody, be careful, because at some point that growth of currency has to end.
Well, it's even scarier than that, Bert, because there's probably 2 to 3 times the amount of U.S. dollars abroad than there is here. And that's a whole different – adding more fuel to the fire, there's a lot of people, foreigners, who have U.S. dollars who sees, what's happening to our bond market. We all know about the – I hate to use the term crash, but a big decline in the 30-year bond just in the past day. And people are wondering, if you're holding on to Federal Reserve notes, you're living abroad, you're gonna cash in those dollars for other fiat currencies that's going to give you a better yield in other countries' treasury bonds. So, Bert, listen, I appreciate you being on board today. It was great broadcasting with you. And to our listeners, you all have a great weekend coming up. We really appreciate you very much. Everybody, take care, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Bert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.